It's time now for Focus, a look at what's happening in the Mercer County area. Interviews with people and organizations of local interest, plus in-depth discussions of contemporary issues affecting the area. Now let's join Focus.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Focus 832 here at WRMJ. Joining me in the studio is Maya Balmer and Lindsay Dunn talking about the inaugural Student Art Gala coming up Saturday, September 23rd in downtown Aledo, among other things, because I heard Lindsay talking yesterday in front of business owners of Aledo, what was going on, and there's so many layers to this. Maya, do you want to start? First of all, introduce yourself and what you do in the community here.
Hey, I'm Maya Balmer. I have been kind of one of the biggest, well, not biggest, I don't know. That's kind of tooting my own horn. I've been helping with art for, my whole life. But I volunteered at the Apollo 10 years ago and when we were needing an art
The Apollo in New York City, right?
Yes, the Apollo.
That Apollo.
That okay, Apollo, yeah. For sure. So, I just love art and I just love, like, having people love art. And I like giving them, like, little tips and helping them along, yeah.
And this is, Lindsay, this is a collaboration with our local schools, correct?
Yeah, the school district, the whole school district, grades K through 12 will have art pieces in the gala as well as the art walk.
Yeah, so talk about the thing that's happening Thursday afternoon as well. We're going to be putting up some art here in the WRMJ studios at downtown, and what other businesses will do this as well?
Sure. So we'll be putting, right now we've started putting art in. Frickin' Fellas have some, Fergs have some, Odd Betty's have some, Tabala's have some. Where else are we doing?
I think the idea was just to spread art pieces across businesses in downtown Aledo. So for the art walk, then we get people downtown walking the streets and viewing the art while also being able to support local businesses and just having people active and viewing before they have the chance to purchase.
Right.
And well, when you come to the art gala, I see it's a black tie optional event, but yeah. I mean, this is a fancy event for Aledo. I don't know if we've seen one this fancy.
I don't think so. Yeah. I don't know. I think when we show up for our kids and show them how important they are and dressing the part of importance is a big deal. It makes them have a little bit of more pep in their step. And I've been seeing it, like, the kids are so excited. They're like, oh my gosh, I have a piece in the gala. Oh my gosh. And I mean, they're like floating on cloud nine. I mean, they are so excited. And that excitement is just going to just keep building. And so, yeah.
Lindsay, talk about the city of Aledo and Aledo Main Street. We're really moving forward with art in the community. I think there's some things up ahead, too, with the city council approved. And what's happening with art in Aledo?
Art just is, it's unique to every piece, every artist, every piece of work that they do is so unique. And so I think that's what's really cool is the art for the art walk and the gala and getting the students involved. Hopefully they see how important that is in a community. So not only for them to support them as artists, but then also how they can get involved in the community and put their imprint on as they are youth and then to when they get older. And I mean, with art, it makes communities unique. And I think Aledo is unique with our historical buildings. And if we can mesh art with history, it just makes it just a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And leading in on that, Maya, the kids, they have to be inspired for something greater because we're not only looking at the present here, we're trying to build people for the future, build their confidence, build their skill level.
Yes. So I like to, like, building a house. You start with the basement, right? So, like, right now, we are just ground level. We are just building art esteem. We are getting them confidence. We are building their art skills. And art is just cool. I just can't even, I'm just...
Oh, no, I hear
you. Excited.
So let's go through the event. Is it just me, or there seems to be a lot of different events going on over the next couple of days? And can you go through those, Lindsay, and let's get them straight. We start with Thursday, right?
Yes. So I'll start with saying Maya had this idea for the community. So again, Maya's the mastermind behind this, but it started with one small little idea, and it's blossomed into this really cool art collective set of events. So I'll start with saying that the art walk will take place on Thursday starting at 6 p.m. and it will be a guided walking tour to view the pieces that will be in the art gala. So that'll start at 6 p.m. in downtown Aledo. And then on Friday, there will be the Esalen Noble Museum will have an open house, and they will have they'll be showcasing pieces from a famous artist that lived in Aledo called Gertrude Abercrombie. And they'll have light appetizer or light hors d'oeuvres, and there will be a speaker, Susan, I'm gonna butcher her last name, Susan Wenninger. She has spoke on Gertrude's life up in Chicago. So she'll be in Aledo to speak on her behalf. And then on Saturday, that's the big event that we would really love to see the public out for in addition to the art walk. So on Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 6:30, the doors open, there will be the art gala. So the Mercer County Art Collective Art Gala will take place at 6:30, but with the live auction starting at 7. And there will be live and silent auction pieces, and the location will be at the Grand Building, which is located at 129 East Main Street. And for those who may be local, it is the old Appleton Law Office, if that helps clear anything up.
Very good. Well, I have to ask one more question because of my curiosity. I hear the name Abercrombie. Any relation to the clothing brand or the store?
I don't think so.
Okay. Unique last name, Abercrombie and Fitch.
Maybe long, long, long time ago. I mean, everybody's related to somehow, right?
Well, that's just because I get curious. But we want to focus in on the art events coming up in Aledo. This is exciting, guys. This is like big city stuff happening right here in Aledo, Illinois. Maya Balmer, thank you so much for coming by. Lindsay Dunn, you as well. You guys got to stay seated because I got to get a picture of you. That's what I've been talking to Terry Tracy about. We'll be right back with Focus. And coming up, we're going to be talking about Farm Safety Week right here at WRMJ.